You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Luke 9:28-36. Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. And as he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered a cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. So today is the second Sunday in this season of the 40 days of Lent. And we're walking in this path towards Easter, preparing to celebrate well the great mystery and the great feast of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this episode of the Transfiguration of Christ, as we call it, is very appropriate for this time. And there are some very key lessons and key things that we see and find in this episode that may help us to prepare well in this season of the 40 days. First, Jesus goes up to pray. He goes up to the mountain to pray. It takes time to pray, as we see Jesus many other places in the Gospels doing this. And he brings his closest disciples. And it is there, up in the mountain, in prayer, that God makes this amazing revelation. He reveals the glory of Christ because Christ's appearance is changed. His face and his clothes, they shine, they are dazzling white. A glorious appearance that reveals who Christ is, what his glory is. Then also his mission is revealed because Moses and Elijah appear there talking with him. Moses and Elijah representing maybe the two major figures or two of the major figures in the Old Testament. Moses representing the law as the giver of the law, and Elijah representing the prophets because he's maybe the most powerful prophet in the Old Testament. And they are speaking of what Jesus is going to accomplish at Jerusalem. He's going to, through his death and resurrection, bring to fulfillment all that was proclaimed and announced in the Old Testament, in the law and the prophets. And then God himself, with his own voice, reveals who Christ is. Because the voice comes out of the cloud and declares, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." What an experience this must have been for the disciples, for Peter, James, and John who were there. It's interesting that they were heavy with sleep, but the word says that when they became fully awake, they saw his glory. And there are some things for us that we can learn. First, you know, we want to go up to the mountain to pray. And we want to be fully awake, that when we are awake, we may see the glory of God. It might be that we go through our lives sometimes a little bit asleep, a little bit heavy with sleep, or asleep to the spiritual things. And God wants us to be awake. God wants us to seek for him in prayer and to be awake and ready to receive and to learn and to see and to hear of his glorious plan, of his glorious revelation. We want to be attentive then in this season to the revelation of God, to the power of God revealed in Christ Jesus, to the work of salvation that Christ has accomplished for us through his death and resurrection. So let's be attentive. Let's draw closer to the Lord. Let's go up the mountain and let's learn from the Lord himself of who he is and of his plan of salvation and of what He also has for our own lives. Let's be awake. Let's be expectant of what God wants for us. And finally, as Jesus and His disciples came down from the mountain and continue on their way to Jerusalem, let's also ourselves, as we experience God's grace and His power and His glory, let's continue on our path. Let's bring in our hearts the revelation of God, and let's share it with others. Let's be strengthened by His word, and may His grace and His power and His glory revealed fill our lives with His love, so that we may also share this with others.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.